Today, the market's big questions on AI, chips, and energy. Hi again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, one of the latest posts covering finance and property news. This is our weekly market update where we start in the US, across the European nation, and in Australia, and we cover commodities and crypto along the way. It's been another crazy week on markets as the latest headlines from Iran briefly rippled through oil, treasury yields, and the currency markets, reviving all too familiar questions about inflation, energy supplies, well, and the Federal Reserve. Oil traders continue to parse every signal from Washington and Tehran as negotiations with Iran remains fragile, with no way forward clearly marked. President Donald Trump said on his social media platform that he agreed to continue talks with Iran, but also said that the US told it in no uncertain terms that the ceasefire is over. Brent crude rose more than 5% across the week, but it's still down 13% from recent peaks, and LNG futures also rose again. Elsewhere, though, investors kept returning to a different preoccupation, whether another earnings season would justify the enormous sums still flowing into AI, as equity investors were already looking ahead to the quarterly results, with SK Hynix's US debut and the coming wave of reports from chipmakers and hyperscalers serving as the next test of the AI trade. Barclays said correlations across major asset classes sit at roughly the 93rd percentile, their historical range, meaning oil, bonds, and currencies have tended to move together more than usual. But at the same time, stock correlations have fallen to their lowest levels in more than a decade. While equities can still move with broader asset markets, the companies within the index are increasingly moving in different directions as investors digest and distinguish between AI winners and losers. For the week, the MSCI Global Index rose 0.24%, thanks to a 0.4% rise on Friday, while the All Asia ex-Japan was up 2% for the week, but slightly down on Friday. The Stoxx 600 followed a very similar pattern, while the ASX 200 snapped a four-day losing streak as investors returned to miners and financials after the latest Middle East flare-up pushed oil prices up to be up 0.5%, but with only three of the 11 sectors higher. And US stocks ticked higher on Friday too, after Wall Street showed its appetite is still big for winners in the AI boom. The S&P 500 rose 0.42%, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 0.29%, and the Nasdaq Composite was up 0.29% too. The SOXX chip index gained 0.06%, up for a third straight day. And for the week, the S&P 500 added 1.2%, the Nasdaq climbed 1.7%, and the Dow fell 0.5%. And the volatility index was down 5.05% to 15.04, which is a new three-month low. SK Hynix, the giant South Korean maker of memory chips, shone in the debut of its stock trading on the Nasdaq, trading under the ticker SKHY, giving US investors direct access to one of NVIDIA's biggest high-bandwidth memory suppliers. SK Hynix, larger rival Samsung Electronics, and US company Micron Technology are the biggest manufacturers of conventional dynamic RAM access memory, or DRAM, and high-bandwidth memory, the HBM chips, used in computers and to power artificial intelligence processing. Soaring demand for the latter, in particular, after the AI boom, has led to a supply crunch and surging prices for memory and for computing power. After raising around $26.5 billion by selling American depository shares at a price of $149 each, Hynix jumped immediately after trading began in the midday hours and was up 13.5%. And SK Hynix's stock in Seoul has already surged 634% over the past year, thanks to euphoria around AI. The boom has created real profits due to surging demand for computer memory, but it's also raised worries that the AI stock prices have just gone too high and that all the world's spending on chips and data centers won't be able to produce enough productivity and profit growth to make it all worthwhile. That's led to a sharp recent swing in AI stocks, which have grown into some of Wall Street's most influential because of their huge size. Nvidia was the strongest single force, though, lifting the S&P 500 on Friday, going up 3.8%. Delta Airlines said it was able to absorb higher fuel prices from April through to June because of strong demand from customers to fly, including a wide range of corporate travelers. Its profit and revenue topped analysts' expectations, and it gave a forecast range of profit in the summer whose midpoint was well above analysts' expectations. Delta's stock fell 1.5%, though, after coming into the day with a strong 28.2% rise for the year so far. Meta Platform surged 6% and ended up as the top percentage gainer on both the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ. The Facebook parent stock was helped by a combination of a release of a new AI model, a pivot to a paid developer model, and a Reuters report from Thursday that said the tech giant was looking to start production of a custom AI chip in September and was planning to double its computing power to 14 gigawatts next year. Circle Internet Group rose 4%. The company behind the USDC cryptocurrency, which is supposed to keep the value of one US dollar, said it won US regulatory approval to establish a bank. It'll operate under the name Circle National Trust. And CEO Jeremy Allaire said the move marks a defining step in bringing blockchain technology and digital assets into the core of the US financial system. Companies across industries will need to produce big growth in profits to justify the big moves for their stock prices, which are broadly near record highs. Next week, we'll feature earnings reports from many of the biggest US banks, including the Bank of America, Citigroup, JP Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and Wells Fargo, just on Tuesday. And in the bond market, Treasury yields ticked higher. The yield on the 10-year Treasury rose to 4.56% from 4.54% late on Thursday. And the DXY stayed above 100 this week as faith in the US dollar remains firm. Gold futures for August delivery was down 0.52% to 4,119 a troy ounce, and the euro US dollar was at 1.1415, while the US dollar Japanese yen fell 0.39% to 161.70. Wall Street's attention now shifting to key US inflation indicators, which are scheduled for next week. The Consumer Price Index report for June will arrive first, followed by Producer Price Index data for the same month or a day later. Annual increases in the CPI and PPI in May did hit their highest since April 2023 and November 2022, respectively, largely due to the effect of spiking oil prices from the Iran war. However, inflation dynamics have been rapidly shifting since, with crude prices sliding back a bit to pre-war levels, well, until this week's escalation. So consequently, some analysts believe that the May readings may be a peak, others are less certain. The minutes of the Federal Reserve's June 16th and 17th meeting, published earlier in the week, showed an evenly divided debate between policymakers on the outlook for interest rates. The minutes, along with the Fed's report to Congress, published on Friday, also showed that policymakers remained concerned about inflationary pressures arising, but not just from the Middle East conflict, but also from AI-related demand and tariffs. Next week's June inflation data will offer some fresh insight into the Fed's likely monetary policy path, while Fed Chair Kevin Walsh is also scheduled to testify before the House Committee on Financial Services. Over in Europe, the pan-European Stoxx 600 closed flat following a minor bounce in the previous session, which was powered by a rally in AI stocks. The broader European benchmark was around 2% loss over the week. That's the sharpest weekly decline since the middle of April, as investors aggressively repriced the risk of a wider Middle East conflict, upending the global economic outlook. Germany's DAX was 0.1% lower, while France's CAC 40 and London's FTSE both were up around 0.2%. EasyJet shares soared 14.82% after Apollo Global trumped Castlelake with a £5.7 billion agree-in-principle bid for the airline, valuing at £7.15 per share. Vodafone shares climbed 13.13% after UAE's Iyad agreed to sell its 16.3% stake in the telecom group to Neil-backed Vega for £5.95 $1 billion. That's a 13% premium. And Hays shares surged 15.17% after the Recruiter forecast financial year 2026 operating profit at the top end of market expectations as cost-cutting measures offset continued weakness in recruitment activity. And MJ Gleeson shares jumped 4.51% even as the home builder warned that geopolitical risks and potential UK policy changes could weigh on its financial year 2026 outlook, despite annual profit coming in line with expectations. Oh, and by the way, Andy Burnham remains one nomination short of an uncontested UK Labour leadership bid, with confirmation expected next week and a handover to the Prime Minister targeted for July the 20th, having reaffirmed commitment to existing fiscal rules. And meanwhile, Farage and Binface could be running a really weird by-election. Equities face renewed pressure this week as tensions between the US and Iran escalated, but Barclays strategists believe steady earnings fundamentals will continue to anchor markets, with second quarter results set to be the key test in the weeks ahead. Despite the risk of continued tit-for-tat strikes, Barclays' team continues to believe the current fragile peace is likely to hold, reasoning that the economic costs of another sharp rise in oil prices would do little to help Trump standing ahead of the midterms. The strategist also pointed to a pullback in semiconductors and technology stocks, which it said helped remove some froth from the sector as hedge funds and trend-following funds degrossed ahead of earnings season. But even so, earnings remain the most important catalyst, they say, with quarter two results crucial in reconnecting price action with fundamentals and determining whether markets can extend recent gains, they wrote. Asian stocks rallied on Friday, led by a sharp rebound in semiconductor shares as investors looked past renewed Middle East tensions to refocus on the long-term AI investment theme, following fresh signs that chip makers are indeed preparing for another wave of spending. The rebound marked a sharp reversal from this week's technology-led sell-off, with South Korea once again setting the tone for regional trading. The KOSPI surged 4.2%, clawing back part of this week's sharp losses after officially entering bear market territory on Thursday, although the benchmark did remain on track for a weekly decline of over 6%. Samsung Electronics rebounded 4.9% after leading this week's sell-off, while SK Hynix gained 1.5% after pricing its $26.5 billion American depository share offering, which attracted demand exceeding seven times the shares available. The improved sentiment came after Micron Technology said it would increase planned US investment to around $250 billion through to 2035 to expand memory chip production. Japan followed South Korea higher, with the Nikkei 225 climbing about 2%, trimming its weekly loss to roughly 0.9%, while the topics gained 0.7%. Sentiment was boosted after reports that Japan's Government Pension Investment Fund, or GPIF, is considering increasing allocation to domestic equities, providing a fresh tailwind for the broader market alongside renewed buying in technology stocks. Japan's finance minister said on Friday that the government aims to steer the country's vast state pension funds to substantially increase investments in domestic assets, sparking gains in the yen and bonds as investors bet billions of dollars could be channeled into Japanese markets. The prospect of GPIF directing more money into yen-denominated bonds and other domestic assets could be a game-changer for Japanese markets. Investors responded swiftly, driving gains in both the yen and Japanese government bonds on expectations that a sizable pool of pension capital may be steered home. The yen, which has been under selling pressure for months and hit a 40-year low last week, jumped around 0.6% to a peak of 161.285. on the remarks before pulling back a bit to 161.67 per dollar. Benchmark 10-year Japanese government bonds made their steepest drop in more than a year, falling to 2.708%. The latest news highlights how urgently Tokyo is searching for ways to anchor markets, buffeted by sharp swings in bond yields and the currency. With government spending remaining expansive and the Bank of Japan moving cautiously on rate hikes, officials face growing questions over inflation pressures, currency and bond market stability, and Japan's fiscal outlook. Elsewhere, Hong Kong's Hang Seng climbed 1.8% to its highest level since June the 17th, while mainland China's Shanghai Shenzhen CSI 300 and Shanghai Composite added 0.2% and 0.4% respectively, as investors continue positioning for further policy support from Beijing ahead of next week's trade data. India's Nifty 50 rose more than 1% on Friday, but fell for the week again. And meanwhile, the Reserve Bank of New Zealand raised its official cash rate by 25 basis points and signaled further tightening may be needed. I made a show on that earlier. Check it out. Australian shares snapped a four-day losing streak as investors returned to miners and financials after the latest Middle East flare-up, and that pushed oil prices up. The ASX 200 was up 0.5% to 8,806, but only three of the 11 sectors were higher. The benchmark fell 0.43% for the week as airstrikes and the reimposition of US oil sanctions on Iran left the country's memorandum of understanding in a state of limbo, raising uncertainty over the safe passage of energy and other commodities through the Straits of Hormuz, plus heightened inflation and interest rate fears. South 32 advanced 5.2% to $4.02 as Morgan's elevated to accumulate following the 14% uplift in the US copper price to $4.85 US. Rio Tinto rose 3.8% to $164.49, and BHP was up by 2.5% to $58.28. Evolution Mining underpinned gold gains by climbing 3.4% to $11.63. Risk appetite also extended to uranium stocks as Australia and India finalised an agreement enabling long-term uranium exports to the South Asian nation. Paladin Energy rose 4.1% to $10.06, and Deep Yellow was up 7.4% to $1.44. Banks also rose as National Australia Bank climbed 0.8% to $39.61. Commonwealth Bank was up 0.5% to $168.86. Westpac was 0.9% up to $36.54. And ANZ was up 0.8% to $36.05. Macquarie was at $254.49. Losses were driven by healthcare, with ProMedicus down 6.3% to $197.07. after a 33% jump in the past month, and CSL was 2.1% lower, $250.89. Investors took profit on energy stocks as Santos was down 0.4% to $7.62, and Woodside Energy was 0.9% lower, $29.05. In company news, Bravura Solutions soared 15.1% to $2.36 after it upgraded its 2026 fiscal year earnings guidance. It now expects cash earnings to come in at $77 million. Compared to its guidance of $69 million to $73 million. Ingenia Communities fell 0.5% to $4.34 as it confirmed it is in discussion with Peet over a possible transaction. Shares in Peet rallied 4.7% to $1.78. WiseTech Global slid 1.8% to $34 as it moved to reassure investors that logistics giant DSV remained committed to its CargoWise platform. And Samphire Resources rallied 3.8% to $18.83 as it increased the planned life of its Black Butte copper mine in Montana by 50% to 12 years after declaring a maiden ore reserve for the Lowry deposit. The Aussie was at 69.54 US cents and 51.89 UK pence, and the two-year bond was at 4.497, while the 10-year slid to 4.860 as analysts reassess future rate rises from the RBA against lower expected growth. In crypto, Bitcoin recovered a bit on Friday, climbing above 64,000 US and getting back on course for a weekly gain as traders shrugged off geopolitical concerns and a rally in technology shares that lifted risk appetites across the global markets. The world's largest cryptocurrency was last up 1.5% to 64,150 US after climbing at one stage as high as 64,673. And that has given a 1.5% weekly rise, having recovered losses suffered earlier in the week when escalating military tensions between the US and Iran rattled financial markets and triggered a flight to safe haven assets again. Analysts said Bitcoin continues to trade largely as a high beta risk asset, moving in tandem with equities during periods of improving market sentiment. A sustained easing in geopolitical tensions coupled with resilient demand for technology stocks could provide further support for cryptocurrencies, or maybe not. Circle Internet Financial received final approval from the US Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, the OCC, on Friday to operate a national trust bank, a regulatory milestone that helped shares in the stablecoin company end 5% higher. The charter permits the USDC stablecoin issuer to serve as a custodian for its own reserve and to hold cryptocurrency assets on behalf of institutional clients. The Companies of the new trust bank will operate under direct federal supervision by the OCC, which serves as the primary regulator for national banks and trust institutions. Broader crypto prices largely ended higher on Friday, tracking Bitcoin's rebound. However, altcoins were still headed for a mixed weekly performance. World number two crypto Ethereum rose 1.47% to $1,796 and was up 1% for the week, while world number three crypto XRP gained 0.8% to $1.1066, but it ended up down 2% for the week. So this tussle continues between the AI trade and the energy questions and the potential rotation from one to another, though the results season ahead is going to be very important. But I do think the Middle East story, particularly given the fact that reserves are very, very low at the moment, means that the question of oil supply and more broadly other commodities remains firmly on the table. I'm not sure that the US has capacity to solve this anytime soon. So this is going to be a perpetual itch. In the meantime, the question about the AI bubble does remain. It is a bubble. The question is, will it ever pay back? That, of course, is a question for the future. But at the moment, markets are mostly betting that it probably will. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.